such moments are rare in any lifetime. No matter how much you love satsang, no matter how many meetings or teachers you attend, no matter how many months and years and decades of your life are given to that endeavor, it remains rare. It remains rare because we have difficulty giving ourselves. And even with the best of intentions and the purest of hearts and the most sincere of motives, we all find it difficult to be really open. We all find it not easy at all to give ourselves to anything. Because we've been taught to protect ourselves. We've been taught to watch out. We've been taught that there's much to lose. The truth is, there's nothing to lose. Anything you can lose had no value to begin with. That's why there's nothing to lose. There's nothing to protect. There's nothing to hold back for a rainy day. The rainy day never comes. Death happens before the rainy day comes. Holding back isn't natural. If you think back to when you were small, when you were a child, you didn't hold back. You gave everything to every moment, naturally, spontaneously, usually joyfully. Even when you were crying, even when things were bad, even when you felt not good at all, you gave your whole self to it. And somewhere along the line, enough people taught you and told you, don't do that. And that's how you became an adult, by that process. An adult is one who holds back. One who watches out for himself. One who tries to make sure things go right. But didn't things go right enough when you were very small without trying to control them at all? See, this is the great proof. If you can remember back to when you were a small child. This is the proof that nothing needs to be held back. This is the proof nothing needs to be controlled. This is the proof that things work out pretty okay no matter what you do. And the illusion of adulthood is that you need to do all these things. You need to make this happen, you need to make that happen.